Matt Rendell is our expert on a Monday night here on the Macca's Run. Try Classic Angus at Macca's today. Evening to you, Matt. How's things?
G'day, Jordan. How you going, Marty? This is yesterday morning. Dave took your spot on Footy SA, but we had a great morning.
I'm sure he was great as well. He's a professional DK.
He is. He is, Dave Kennedy. He was excellent. Went smoothly.
Excellent. Let's chat about the weekend's footy and some of
there was where do you want to start?
Well, there was a bit of shuffling, wasn't there, in the way the ladder is, and I don't think no one really expected or anticipated Carlton to be almost in a race for the eight now. They're sitting in seventh on the ladder, and they've got a pretty tough run home. I know a couple of pessimistic Carlton fans who aren't all that faithful. They'll win any of their last three games, which means they could miss finals as a worst outcome. But where do you see the Carlton's fortunes right now?
Yeah, it's a good point. We had a big discussion on that yesterday morning. Adelaide's pressure rating, that herbs and spices from champion data that they won't tell us what it means or how they work it out. Their pressure rating was 270 odd, Adelaide against Carlton. Really hard to deal with a pressure rating of that high, Carlton, and they couldn't deal with it. We saw the week before, Swans had 300 plus against Adelaide, and Adelaide produced a 288 in the second quarter. So we know they're capable of putting a lot of pressure on. Carlton weren't ready for Adelaide's pressure. Now, if I said to you that Cripps and Walsh get 40 plus possessions each and they still lose,
yeah,
that's a bit of a worry for me, Jordan. But the two blokes who played super well was Butts and Murray playing on Curno and Mackay. They really, I know Curno kicked a couple, but you know, they were loose balls on the ground. He never got on the lead. He never took a mark. Murray's improving by the week as a key back. He looks to me to be a future All-Australian. He's not going to get 20 possessions there, Jordan, but by Christ, it's hard to get a kick on him and a goal on him, and Butts has been great for 2 years. So, they're in a real bind here because they've got three tough games, not quite functioning right, and Adelaide did something to Carlton that no one has done all year, and it really bamboozled them. They put keys onto Saad. So Saad playing as a running back and he's been killing it, really. They put keys on him and Saad had no idea how to play on keys. Keys is really fit in the runner. Saad's endurance is not his strength. His pace is, his kicking and that. But a really interesting move. I'm going to watch and see if other clubs do this because he is the springboard out of defence. And it really bamboozled him on the weekend. Keys was virtually BOG, I would have thought. Kicked three, gave probably a couple away, but he was dangerous up there. Really interesting watch that one with Carlton. They need to find someone else to help Saad get the ball out of the fence.
David King today said Carlton were arrogant. Do you feel like they almost walked into that game expecting to win?
No, he spoke about, I read that about broken tackles and all that, and, you know, from some of their senior players. I'm not so sure the arrogance, the Crows have been playing like this for quite a while. Mm. High tempo, lots of pressure, numbers around the ball. They are a dangerous side to play against. And the Swans even felt it last week. I mean, they dominated. What, they kicked 9-2 in the first quarter. It got back to 3 goals and Swans were panicking. So I think Kingy, because he's potted their list unmercifully with Kane Corns, I think he's underestimated the Crows. I reckon they're way better than their position on the ladder tells you.
The Tigers were the other ones who helped shape that battle for the top eight. And as one of our text messages says, he says, a lot of experts keep saying you wouldn't want to face Richmond in finals. I think this is I think these are the reasons why, but why would you, can you please expand? And he goes on to list some of the close losses and close wins that the Tigers have had. They've been in all games in the last quarter except for Melbourne, says this SMSer, which is all factual. Should teams still fear Richmond and why?
Yeah, they should. I assume Dusty comes back in the next couple of weeks. Looks like Grimes is out for the finals, if they make the finals. which is a major blow.
Yeah,
they have got backup there, so Bolter can go back there and help out. He did ruck forward, I think, on the weekend. So they've got their key forwards back. Bolton's in here. Dusty's the key here. So they can get him back. I don't know where he's at. They're not saying much. They need him back badly. And if they get him back and Grimes comes back to the finals here, you don't want to play. These have been a funny side, haven't they? Look, they were 7 goals down, looked like they were going to go by 20. And then they come back and win the game. I don't know if it was so much them or so much Brisbane who were all disappointing. And the player they really didn't want to lose, they didn't want to lose Bailey at a crucial time. And, God, I don't know what they were doing with their medisub, having fought as a medisub. Needed a runner because they lack runners, Brisbane. You know, they've really got the two blokes in their team who can break open or run lines is Zorko and Bailey, and they didn't want to lose Bailey. They haven't got anyone else really who can break the lines. Caden Coleman doesn't break the lines. Good player. And Rich, I know he wasn't playing, but also so he doesn't break the lines. He can kick over them, but that's their Achilles heel, Brisbane Lions. But Richmond, yeah, if they can get in, still going to be, you can't predict what's going to happen here with the last three rounds. This is ridiculous that, you know, Carlton are vulnerable, Freo are vulnerable. It's a really interesting last three. It's been a fantastic year, Jordan. The whole year, you don't know what's happening game to game, week to week. It's been enormous.
Does it feel like, emotion is pretty universal across football, whether we sort of acknowledge it or realise it at the time, but we sort of know it subconsciously that emotion and momentum and a groundswell can help teams back into matches, help swing the momentum in their favour. And the Tigers, are the Tigers the sort of team, especially when they play at the MCG, which is sort of, you know, that's stating the bleeding obvious, but are they a team more than anyone else who plays the most on emotion?
And then they got an angerous brand of footy. Jake Neal wrote a great article on The Age the other week. I might have given him a little bit of help because I've been banging on about this for ages. They play a great brand of footy where, you know, when they get rolling, it's hard to stop. It's numbers around the ball. We've watched Richmond over the last 5 years, and go watch Collingwood, where Lepich and Fly have been, and I'm watching another version of Richmond playing in Collingwood. That surge off our back, blokes getting the ball because they've got numbers around the ball where it's important. But what's happened to Richmond this year is that they've got scored on a lot easier than they have in the past, which is a bit of a worry for them. I still wouldn't like to be playing them in a final.
Sydney, let's head outside of Victoria for a moment. The Sydney Swans are on a tear at the moment. They've won 4 games in a row. They've won, I think, 7 of their last 9 games. They've lost to Essendon and Port Adelaide in that time as well. They've got a pretty good run home as well with North Melbourne, Collingwood and St Kilda. So they could, as I was saying before, if Melbourne stumble in their final 3 matches, which is Collingwood, Carlton and Brisbane for Melbourne, well then Sydney could potentially be in second and set themselves up for a great run in the finals if they get that home qualifier. The Sydney Swans, are they that highly rated for you in the premiership favouritism?
I had them probably, they're probably not quite ready yet. I had them at that all year. They're not quite ready yet. My biggest worry with the Swans is I think they're a midfielder short. Heavy reliance on a 21-year-old Warner and Parker. They're playing Papley up there in the midfield. He's been going all right. My biggest worry for them was if Buddy gets injured again, and, you know, he's had a history of the last few years of injury, that are they going to be good enough in their forward line to score enough? Now, we know they've got really good players like Heaney and Haywood as well, but their backup tools, and Reed's had a good year too, but their backup tools are not the best defenders because the best defender at the moment is playing on Buddy. So that was my worry for him, but Buddy looks in ripping nick. Buddy could have a great final series and Sydney could do some real damage. They need the McCartan brothers to hold up and Rampy, so they lost all those blokes last year with injury. So obviously, they're in play. Rampy missed the whole year. Buddy missed basically the whole year. Heaney missed a fair whack with, I think it was a finger injury, if I can remember correctly. They had no midfield. So, they've got them all back and they've got them all firing. You don't want to play them up in Sydney, do you? So, that's crucial for them, that top, if they can get in the top two and then they have to play the third side up in Sydney, that's a big bonus to go straight into the preliminary final for them.
And on Friday night, Melbourne, how much did that win maybe put at ease or help placate some of those who might have carried doubts around Melbourne? Their form line recently hasn't been that bad when you really stack it up from the bye onwards. They've only lost two games from the bye and won the other four, plus a couple of interstate wins, a couple of big wins there against Brisbane and Port Adelaide, Fremantle now as well, losses to the Cats and the Dogs. But Melbourne, this is their finals really starts now, doesn't it? They play top eight teams in the run home. But as far as what we saw on Friday night, is that more like Melbourne? Does it help put to ease maybe some doubts that we had?
Look, they looked on Friday night like this is back to the Melbourne of old, but still their forward line didn't function great. Their defence won in the game. They kept 3 out of 5, 9, but Freo's forward line's always a bit of a problem. So, their defence has been great all year and their midfield's been super. But Freo looked to me like Brayshaw and Sorong, they're 21, 22-year-olds, have shouldered a lot of the responsibility, Mundy a little bit, and Brody, which didn't see coming, but they just haven't got enough mids, Freo, to carry this through the end of the season. They're doing a super job, but they're minus that, and their forward line, well, Tabiner's horribly out of form, Lobb's hot and cold, Walters is hot and cold. They really haven't got enough there to cause some havoc. And these defence is great. They played them on a break, the Freo forward line. That was too easy for them. Their forward line's still a major worry. They can't get any tools going there, but I'm assured that Tom McDonald will be back before the final. So we thought that he might be off for the year, but I think he's going to be back before the finals. He's crucial now. Ben Brown will play next week, I think, which probably means Wiedemann comes out. But Ben Brown, McDonald, Fritsch, and they're back to their premiership-winning forward line at the right time of the year, and this is the time of the year they really played their best.
And just
Saints is the interesting one. Yeah, just quickly, Saints is the interesting one. The ball, they're in the eight. The ball's in their court. They're hard to read. Rat for Hanbury playing on the weekend, but I did a little bit of homework here, Jordan. Hanbury's played, if he plays the last three games, don't count finals, it means he's played 20 games in 5 years. This is his fifth year, I think.
Yeah, yep.
You know what it's worked out to? 200,000 a game for Hanbury.
Jeez.
200 large a game for Hanbury if he plays the last three of the year.
Actually, I didn't mind him on the weekend. I called that game. I thought he was.
Yeah, no, he's okay.
He went in a million miles an hour, playing as hard as nails, as always.
He was great. The bit I saw was when there were crossovers, isn't it? And the other really interesting watch is the Ken Hinckley watch at Port Adelaide.
Mm.
They're going to miss the finals now.
Yep.
He'll get asked about North and GWS jobs, coaching, a year to go. Be a discussion, they'll obviously, if they're interested and they're keen, they'll offer him a three-year contract. He's got 1 year left at Port, so I'm interested to see where that goes. A big watch there on the Hinckley and Port Adelaide coaching role.
Matt, one last one before I let you go. This was David Mundy speaking today, asking how he'd like to be remembered.
Oh, I don't need to be remembered. I just came in and played my part and did my role.
A simple answer for a straightforward but effective footballer who probably went understated throughout his entire career. He'll end up playing about 375 games or so, depending on how deep the Dockers go in the finals. But a word on David Mundy, his career. For me personally, I don't follow the Dockers, but he's one of my favourite players outside of the team I support.
Yeah, you got to love that bloke. You just love his demeanour, the way he goes about it. You know, how many 375? Has he ever played a poor one? I can't remember him playing a poor one. He might not have been a star, out-and-out star, but, I think he did poll one in Brownlow 1 year, but he puts in, week out. That's all you can ask of anyone. He's a credit to himself, how well he's gone. And Is he more of a favourite son than Pav at Freo? Possibility. Possibly.
I've got a, my producer's a Docker supporter. Hang on. Is David Mundy more of a favourite son than Pav, yes or no? Yes. Thumbs up from the Docker's producer here.
Thumbs up. Okay. Yeah, I thought as much. I mean, he is so loved by... You know you've had a great career when the opposition people love you to death. Credit to him. We're going to miss him.
Yeah.
That hairstyle hadn't changed much, and it's going to disappear pretty quick, I think.
Matt, always a pleasure to have a chat to you. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you, Jordan.
Matt Rendell with us, our Monday night expert here on the Macca's Run.